This is Fresh Air. James Carville and George Stephanopoulos now have something in common with Bob Dylan, Jimi Hendrix, and the Monterey Pop Festival. They're all the subjects of documentaries by D.A. Pennebaker. The new documentary, The War Room, takes you behind the scenes of Clinton's presidential campaign to the room where campaign strategist James Carville and communications director George Stephanopoulos did their work. The War Room was co-directed by Chris Hegedus, who has worked with Pennebaker for 17 years. They've been married 11 of those years. Right before Election Day, a Perot organizer called the Clinton campaign, saying he was going to the press with damaging information about Clinton. The caller was given to Stephanopoulos. The filmmakers recorded Stephanopoulos' end of the conversation.
Read it to me. Well, what is names, address? I can send you a fax with names, addresses, phone numbers of who you had an affair with. It wouldn't make it true. Yeah, I just, believe me.
No, he wasn't, but I'm just going to tell some bitch.
Believe me that it's been looked at by every major national news organization. Everything. And it is completely bullshit. If you went on the radio and said that Bill Clinton is the father of an illegitimate black child, you would be laughed at. People would think you're crazy. We're not going to lose. We are going to win. He is going to be president. Well, no, but I mean, don't think of it like that. Think of, let's take it at two levels. Number one, of course, it's not going to matter. But number two, think of yourself. I guarantee you that if you do this, you'll never work in Democratic politics again. Maybe you don't want to. I'm not saying it matters. You will be embarrassed before the National Press Corps. People will think, nobody will believe you, and people will think you're scummy.
The War Room was off limits to the press, but Hegedus and Pennebaker got special permission to shoot there. They told me how they got access to the War Room.
The access for the War Room was a very gradual process, initially because we didn't have a focus or handle on what we were making our film about even. The initial access was to come in during the Democratic convention and, you know, be with the staff, whatever that meant. And it, you know, it could grow if, you know, our relationship with them grew and, you know, could be totally cut off if it seemed like, you know, we were in the way and, you know, obstructing, you know, their very important job that they had to do. The first moment that we really filmed with James Carville was the moment that you see in the film where he's talking about George Bush's face looking like an old calendar. And, you know, that's when we met him. And after that, we thought, well, you know, this guy really speaks his mind. And, you know, he would be someone interesting to follow around. We didn't even know at that point how much influence James had at the campaign. After the end of the convention, we realized that he was heading this thing called the War Room in Little Rock. And so we decided, well, you know, let's go down there and try to hang out down there with James and George. And at that point, our access was really limited to James Carville sitting in his desk in that very large war room that you see in the film. And we really weren't allowed to even film the other people in the room at that time. Over a period of days, you know, our relationship kind of grew. And these films are based on trust, the same as you would have in any type of relationship.
So what were the final ground rules? What was your access toward the end?
We could keep what we got.
But what were you allowed
and
to get?
We allowed, well, whatever. It suited you've got to understand there's only two of us, and the camera's not very big. It's about the size of a video, the new Hi8 videos. And Chris has got a tape recorder about the size of an old Hermes typewriter. And so we don't look very fearsome, and we're sitting there most of the time, not filming, just sitting and either talking to them or going out to lunch with them and whatnot. So in a sense, we very quickly became kind of part of their surrounding staff. Our handshake agreement had been that when we would make a film, when it was done, we'd show it to both James and George before we did anything further with it, and that we would not reveal any information we got in the War Room to anybody outside. And that was about it.
During the campaign?
Yeah, during the campaign.
Did your movie start off as a movie that was supposed to be about the presidential candidate, about Clinton?
Well, we'd hoped so. I mean, that was our... somebody came to us. You know, it was not something we dreamed up ourselves. Somebody came and said, this is just the most fascinating election. Why aren't you guys out there filming it? And we just finished a film with Branford Marsalis, and we were looking forward to getting out to the beach somewhere. And so he said, well, it's too hard. We can't afford that kind of thing. And the last time we made a film like that, with the energy war, it almost broke us. So they said, well, supposing, what does he need? You need money? And then we said, we need access. They said, well, we'll get you money and access. And off they went. And we thought we'd probably never see them again. But back they came with both. And we kind of got caught up in it. And the convention was interesting, only it was just kind of a big circus. We were filming a circus, and it wasn't until we ran into the two characters that we realized that we had the makings of some kind of a real film. But starting off, we hadn't the foggiest notion. I mean, our assumption was that maybe we'd run into Clinton somewhere, and he'd see what a bad mistake he'd made by not seeing us in the first place or something. And he'd put the glass slipper on our feet and we'd be off to the ball. But, of course, it never happened. I don't think he ever even knew we were making the film.
If you're just joining us, my guests are D.A. Pennebaker and Chris Hegedus, co-directors of the new documentary, The War Room, about the Clinton campaign, focusing on James Carville and George Stephanopoulos. We're going to take a short break and then talk some more. This is Fresh Air. Don Pennebaker and Chris Hegedus are my guests, co-directors of the documentary The War Room, about what happened behind the scenes at the Clinton campaign. Were there things you would have really liked to see in the War Room, or strategy meetings that you weren't allowed to?
Well, most of the strategy meetings were what you did see. What they did was to put it all out in the open. And the secret strategy meeting behind doors became just the way they operated. Everybody had access to that place, and every person could come in there and bring in information and take it out. And all their meetings were as open as what you saw in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a big step. What we would love to have been able to see, because we knew it was happening, and we kind of get sniffs of it from time to time, were the meetings between George and James and the governor. Because it looks sometimes, since we're concentrating on those two, as if the governor were being told what to do, you know, and sort of put into place. But it was just not that way at all. He initiated the strategies, and he called and made sure that everybody was doing what he expected them to do. And they had an enormous respect for his leadership in everything that happened. And it would have been wonderful to have seen that in a personal way, but we just could never get there.
Why not?
That was not part of our deal.
Oh, to be where the governor
Well, if the governor walked in the room, we could film him, but we couldn't go chasing out to the governor's house or to the outside areas, because I think basically George hadn't really cleared it with him.
Mm-hmm.
So we were kind of, George was sort of taking a chance on us, and our arrangement was that we wouldn't jeopardize him.
Are there any moments that you lost because of technical problems?
Oh, God, probably a million moments.
Moments that break your heart?
Probably the worst moment for me in terms of missing something was at the very end, where we had gone through incredible hoops to secure the type of credentials that we needed to be there the moment on the stage on election night when Clinton was going to acknowledge James and George, as we felt that was the most important moment for our characters in the film. And we didn't have these special Secret Service pins, but we even managed to kind of get backstage with them and go through all these doors and get right up there at the stage with them, except for they would only let the camera person there, and the guards stopped the sound person because
they could see him
afraid.
From the stands with the press people could see him, and were all screaming at the top of their voices, get that damn microphone out of there. So the poor guy had to disappear.
So they held him. They physically held him, so he wasn't there. So I recorded sound from a distance, but also a bag that had the film in it didn't get to the camera person, so he ran out just the moment that Clinton kind of leaned off the stage and hugged James and George and Paul and, you know, the kind of wonderful moment. So then it ended, and they disappeared immediately into limousines, and, you know, we were left behind. We didn't know what parties they were at. We couldn't get there anyway. We didn't really have those Secret Service pins, and if they weren't going to be there to hold our hands, we couldn't get in. So I was very dejected. It was like, oh, we filmed, you know, all these months and months, and we don't get the end of the story. And then when I was looking through the film, I found from our other camera person, Nick Dube, that he had shot that moment with George Stephanopoulos on the phone with Clinton, and talking about, you know, what a wonderful experience it was for him to have done this. And it's just, it's such an emotional moment for me. It's even better.
Right. You know, it's funny, your movie ends in this moment of triumph with Clinton elected and the people in the war room having come up with the right strategy that helped get their man in office. And now, a little over a year later, Stephanopoulos was basically demoted within the campaign.
Not really. It appeared that way, but I don't think he really was demoted.
Okay. Carville lost his big election this year.
Yeah.
And Clinton, well, Clinton's been having his ups and downs. As I guess most presidents do.
Well, that was then, and this is now.
Right. So I wonder if things look so different looking back then and thinking about how everything's changed in just the year that's happened in the interim.
Yeah, I think, you know, history is always reinterpreted as time goes on. But one effect of our film on people that saw it, we had a big home moving screening in Washington, and all the people from the campaign came, most of whom are in the White House. And the one thing that they said after they watched the film was that it was very helpful for them to see it and be reminded of why they were here in Washington, because they felt so beaten down after a year with all the problems of governing that they kind of forgot some of their original ideals. And when they watched the film, a lot of that feeling and enthusiasm came back, and they remembered their original goal.
What function do you want the film to have?
Wow. I don't know. I'd like to have everybody in the world see it twice with their moms and dads. I don't know. You know, you throw these things out. It's like putting your baby in a little, you know, in a seashell and kicking it off to sea. It has to make its own way. And sometimes it's amazing, you know, what will happen. And sometimes you have such high hopes that it can't possibly do that well. So you sort of reserve yourself a little bit against what will happen to it. I guess I would like to see it shown, have people see it, particularly outside this country, whose concept of politics is really is reserved for, you know, 80-year-old partisans of the Kellogg-Briand Peace Pact, which is pretty much what you get around the world, and have them see kind of a youthful, energetic, sort of American, happy American person reinventing politics continuously as he goes along, because that's what you have to do. I really think politics is a fantastic thing. It's what makes everything work if you do it right. And I think that the American approach to politics is really intriguing to people all over the world. They have a feeling that we're different, and in some way we're a step up from what everybody else is at because of our politics, and they want to know how it works. And this film doesn't really tell them how it works, but it tells them what the people are like who work it. And that really is an amazing thing for people.
Well, I want to thank you both very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Chris Hegedus and Don Pennebaker directed the documentary The War Room. It's playing theatrically and will be opening in more cities in the next few weeks. This is Fresh Air.